Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron will be meeting with Jacinda Ardern, the President of New Zealand, today to launch the Christchurch Appeal. The aim will be to combat extremism on the internet. Leaders from the tech industry will also be present at the launch. The appeal has been named after the New Zealand city where a shooting took place earlier this year, in which the gunman managed to broadcast live on the internet. At the Askerval Steelworks, anxiety has set in once again as the new buyer seeks funding. British Steel has allegedly had to request £75 million of UK government funding just to stay in business before it can complete the purchase of the steel plant in Sansolve. The second day of the Balcony trial for tax evasion was underway yesterday. The mayor of Levallois commented that, "I started out in politics with my wife. We were rich. We ended up poor." Patrick Balcony's wife remained in hospital following a suicide attempt. The pair were arrested after failing to declare €13 million in assets to the tax authorities, including a villa in Marrakesh, which Patrick Balcony faced questions on yesterday. He continued to insist that he was only a tenant of the property. Making calls to other European Union countries from France will cost less as of today. Call and messaging prices have been capped at 19 cents per minute per call and 6 cents per text message. These prices do not include VAT. Calls to the United Kingdom could be set to rise in the future, though, as Brexit gets back on track. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has announced that a new draft agreement should be ready to put to Parliament in the week starting June the 3rd. London has already had to ask Brussels for 2 extensions on the UK's departure date from the European Union, which is currently set for October 31st this year. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.